وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The brother in this question is asking about مسألة الفطر بالنية. فطر بالنية means break or opening fast with the intention. Break means during the middle of the day. Opening fast means in the correct time. The answer, yes, absolutely, it's applied. And could the person terminate his fasting with the intention only, with the firm intention only? And why is that? The answer is for many reasons. Among these reasons, number one, basically, my dear brother, you must understand the ibadat in our religion is two types. The first one, al-ibadat al-khalisa, the pure ibadat, the pure worships. The second kind of worship is the partly worship and pure worship. The partly worship, the pure worship, like the prayer. This is the pure worship. The partly worship is like, for example, feeding your family and your wife and your children, feeding your family in general. It's a partly worship. What's mean of partly worship means, if you read it with the correct attention, you would be rewarded as if it's ibadah, as if it's a worship. And if you don't have intention, there's no reward for you. But doesn't mean that your deeds is not. It doesn't mean that what you did is wrong. No, you must feed your family. But if you want to be rewarded, you should have the correct attention. So, but the first type of ibadah, the pure ibadah, you must do it with the correct attention always. There's no other option. And if you did it with the wrong attention, your ibadah is not valid. So, in both kind of ibadah, this qa'idah and this rule is applied. For example, if he was praying and you terminate your intention, your prayer will be invalid, simple as that. Which thing is worse, to make a wrong intention or to terminate the intention completely regarding the worship? The answer is the second one for sure. So that's why your ibadah is not valid at all. Your prayer is not valid anymore. Second thing is the second type of ibadah. For example, feeding your family. If the person didn't have intention of feeding his family, did he going to be rewarded? The answer, no. You understand? So we believe this qa'idah is applied for all kind of worships by all ulama's opinions. Why, when it reached to the fasting, we need to have a different opinion? Is unnecessary. You understand? If we go and we apply the general rule that we applied in every single worship, doesn't matter it's a pure worship or partly worship, should be applied on this ibadah also, because this ibadah is a pure worship. The fasting is a pure worship. Why here we need to have a khilaf? This is number one. Number two, my dear brother, before that, قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما الأعمال بالنية, all the worship will go back to the attention, means the intention, according to the hadith, is the foundation of every single worship. Is the intention of every single worship. If it's like that, imagine if you destroy the foundation, and if you destroy the foundation of anything, how the building will still? Impossible. The building will be destroyed also. So, and that's why we said, the intention of the fasting, it's the main thing in the fasting. And when you terminate it, you terminate the ibadah. Number three is the second statement in this hadith, Hadith Umar al-Sahihain, regarding the intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِنِيَّةُ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. The person, everyone will be rewarded according to his intention. But now you're talking to me about a scenario that the person doesn't have any intention. How he will be rewarded, and how you say, no, he need to open his fast by food. Because if we say he need to continue and open his fast by food, means if he didn't, he's still in fasting, he's still rewarded. It doesn't make sense. And number four, my dear brothers and sisters, which is clear, ya akhwani fillah. And this issue is about, can you imagine when a person, he keeps saying to you, I'm not fasting anymore and I don't have any attention to fast, but you say to him, no, you are in fasting. So he say, I'm not in the worship anymore, but you say, no, you are in the worship, you don't have other option. How can be like that? Can someone worship without attention and by force? It doesn't make sense also until the end. All this when combined together, you will know for sure the attention is very effective regarding the worship, especially the fasting. And in the end, my dear brother, حفظكم الله تعالى. Among the evidence that they mentioned, they said because there is no dalil that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened his fast or the companion opened their fast with the intention if it was exist they gonna do it. They said because they was poor and they didn't have much food and sometimes that maybe they need it. The answer is the Sharia and the Ahkam of the Islam cannot be applied by this way only. Because of this statement and what they said, we don't say is obligate for the person to open his fasting by intention. We don't say obligate, no. Not just that, we say if you want to practice the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should open your fasting by intention. Sorry, you should open your fasting by food, not by intention only, by food mainly. So this is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if the person have the food but he decide not to eat and to open his fast by intention only, he went against the sunnah. So the matter is not about that. The matter is about is it allowed or no. Yani it's possible or no, it's possible to open fast by intention or no. Here is the matter, and that dalil and what they mention, it doesn't support this issue. I think the masala is clear, my dear brothers, and this is in a summary, in a brief. And this is the opinion of the majority of the ulama, and I think it's more than enough. Barakallahu feekum.